Quick Cast, Episode 11, Locker Room Villains.
This is a great one. So I've been thinking about this all week, and the reason this topic actually came up for us this week is, of course you saw it.
I was shocked.
What are you doing? Antonio Brown in the UCF basketball locker room.
He's not a grad. I'm pretty sure he lives in that area, but
I don't give a fuck
I would not let that man anywhere near the locker room.
Those are kids.
Yeah.
And you got Antonio Brown in the locker room dancing?
He's not a role model. I was shocked. Unless, like, his fucking uncle or somebody is the coach. I don't understand what he's doing in that locker room. And that brings us to this week's topic of we went with what three people would you not allow in your locker room? So let me ask you this question. So these are specific people, not just like I wouldn't want a politician in my locker
Correct.
Room. Right? So it's a specific person.
Correct.
Okay. And they're also got to be alive.
I think all three of mine are alive.
Okay, yeah, I wouldn't be like, I don't want Hitler in my locker.
Hitler was top of my list.
Yeah,
but I just want to say that we don't want Hitler in the locker room, right? So that's out there.
All right, well, do you want to just whip out all three? Do you want to go one after the other?
Let's go one after the other. I'll give you my first one.
Okay, go ahead.
The first person I don't want in my locker room currently is Tom Sandoval.
Okay.
You know who Tom Sandoval is?
I have no clue.
Tom Sandoval is the scumbag from Vanderpump Rules.
Okay.
Who cheated on his wife.
Is he the guy with the mustache?
Oh, the worm with a mustache. He's the guy who was torn around playing at Little League baseball fields with the cover bands. Yes, he's the guy with the mustache.
Well, my wife watches that show too, and every time, like, I'll either come home or she'll be on the couch and I'll be upstairs, like, and then the fucking show is on, and I'll just be there like, can we just get this on? So he's the guy who's got the little mustache.
Yep, the jet black hair.
Yeah, all right, I know who he is. Okay.
Paints his nails. Okay. Let me tell you what, this season of Vanderpump Rules for all of our Vanderpump watchers out there stinks. Stinks to high heaven.
It's so disappointing.
It's like similar to the Jersey Shore. Like the Jersey Shore was cool while they were nobodies just running around being degenerates. And now they're all so self-aware.
So why don't you want him in your locker room?
Because he stinks.
Okay.
He stinks.
Fair enough.
Right?
I'm just curious.
That's the best way to describe him. He stinks. He's full of himself. He always changes the topic to be about Tom Sandoval. We're tired of listening to it, Tom. Take your pity party. And we're thoughts and prayers with Rachel. We know that she's going through a tough time coming out of rehab right now. I saw her by the pool yesterday. Hope she's doing well. I feel bad that she lost her dog with James. Glad James Kennedy got... they changed his name to like Poffy or Puffy or some shit like that. I don't want the guy near my locker room. Get him out.
I'm sure we will have some Vanderpump Rules supporters there that will also agree with you. Me just being a bystander of the show and seeing glimpses of it, I don't like that guy either. So I don't want him in my locker room.
Good.
My first one. Some people might say, hey, yeah, we would want him in the locker room because of how big of a star he is. But if you know his background, I don't want Drake in my locker room because of the Drake curse. Drake curse. I think it started with like, some international soccer teams. I'm definitely wrong, like Barcelona or FC, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went into college basketball. He's gotten into some UFC. I believe somebody broke it, though.
I can't remember. Chiefs broke it.
Yeah, but his track record isn't good.
Not
so
good.
I don't want Drake and his giant dong in my locker room. Yeah, especially if the guy's got a shower. I'm just going to double back it as if it's like a fantasy draft here.
Okay.
And just because it came out, I also don't want Antonio Brown in my fucking locker room. So if he came anywhere, if he was in the same area code as my team, he would be on high alert. I would have high alert on him, like, don't let him anywhere near. Coming in there with his like glove, he's dressing like Kanye with these big ass shoes,
the fur coats in Central Florida.
Yeah, and that's also another person. He's not on my list, but now I'm adding him, so now there's four people. I don't want Kanye in my locker room.
He makes it in mine.
See, he would make it in mine, but I have another person. So I actually now have three with Kanye, Drake, and Antonio Brown, but since I just thought of that, yeah, I don't want Kanye in my room. I feel like he's always sweating. He's
Kanye in.
Oh, you're wearing? Okay.
I mean, the album, the recruiting, he's just put out a new album.
Drake's got great albums, too.
He does.
So, I mean, okay, so what's your number two?
Jerry Sandusky.
Okay, that's probably close to Hitler, I would say. Now, although he is in prison, but yes, we would not want him in the locker
room. He's a notorious locker room deviant.
That guy loves the locker room. Guy loves himself some locker room.
Like, Sandusky, out.
I would hope nobody allowed him. Well, there actually was a university who did allow him in the locker room.
They sure did.
I would hope if he ever... I don't think he's making it out of prison, but if he was to ever make it out of prison, I would hope nobody would allow him back in the locker room.
No, the locker room is a place for, like, family and players.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Sandusky does not belong on that list. Take his credential away.
He don't have to. He ain't getting credentials. If he comes near the locker room, he should be arrested.
Out.
My last one, well... We've talked about this gentleman plenty of times on our podcast, but I think he just falls also into, like, the modern era of the way kids think and how they're on their phone.
Oh, my God, I have this person, too.
Logan Paul.
Logan Paul is my third person
also,
on my list.
He just falls into any influencer in general. Gone. You're out. I was going to name that fucking little Jake Doherty kid who I don't know who
he
is.
Oh, I fucking
hate
him,
too. But I see
him
all
the
time. I don't know why somebody just doesn't fucking punch him in the face.
Well,
I hate that little rat.
I hate that fucking rat, and it's a shame that, like, the same shit is coming across their social media accounts, and the hatred is just building up in me.
I can't stand them. And then I'm like, well, the more you fucking click on it, the more shit you're going to get. But I just...
You can't look away either.
Him running around like
neon
doing shit to people. I don't know who that clown is either.
He'll be next on yours.
Yeah,
he sucks.
Add him too. Add the whole influencer world on there. You all deserve to be just thrown in a black hole and just let you fend for yourselves. Fight your way out of it.
Put them just Royal Rumble influencers with Sean Strickland.
So
he's not in my locker room either.
Is there? So, Logan Paul was your third?
Logan Paul was my third because I just don't want him in my fucking locker room.
I don't want to see him.
I don't want to hear him talk. I don't want a shitty-ass Prime drink anywhere near.
No.
I bought one. I took my son mini-golf one day or whatever. So
it's disgusting.
We're leaving, and they had it there in the cooler, and I was like, you know what? I'm just being an asshole if I don't drink it one time and I shit on it. So I bought it. I was so parched.
Which one did you have?
Maybe the lemon lime one, or
the blue raspberry. I had the lemon lime one just because that's like one of my favorite drink flavors, and I was kind of like you, but it wasn't that I was shitting on it. I was like, I see.
I can't be the only guy who never drinks this.
Let me at least try it. It was not good.
It's terrible.
It was not good, and I think it's smaller in fluid ounces than like a Gatorade, but it's the same damn price or more. It's an awful drink. It is an awful drink. I haven't had his energy drinks. I don't care to have them, but since his regular drink was so damn bad, I'm not going to have the other one. And I refuse to support anything he...
I agree.
But here I am just talking him up and putting his voice out there.
He just keeps winning.
Yeah.
He just keeps winning.
We just keep taking L's.
No, I just don't. I don't want to see him. The sight of him makes me angry. I don't want that fucking stupid drink being handed around the locker room because I know it tastes like ass. And three, I don't want his positive vibes around my team.
Yeah.
I don't need the whole meta visualize and attack. I don't need it.
Keep going.
No. It infuriates me. I'll punch my laptop.
Before we wrap up then, is there anybody else that you can think of or was like an honorable mention or that was close to making it on your list but didn't?
Harvey Weinstein?
Obviously. You're naming criminals. Obviously, we don't want these people in our locker room. He's dead, isn't he?
I don't know. As of this week, P. Diddy.
Oh, yeah, and Meek Mill, too.
I don't know if Meek broke the law.
Well, The truth has yet to be set free, but yeah, we don't want P. Diddy in our locker room.
P. Diddy's a definite out. I don't think Meek broke the law.
I'm not gonna
shame a guy for what he does on the side.
Yeah, there, I mean, there's a ton of people that I wouldn't want in my locker room, but
Lil Jon. I don't need the gimmick.
Yeah.
Sean Strickland? Nope.
No.
Gilbert Arenas. Scared of guns. I don't want guns in my
locker room. Yeah, I would hope he wouldn't bring a gun to your locker room. How about
he did it before.
Conor McGregor.
Oh, he's probably going to be drunk and stinky.
Well, he's just going to be so much about himself. He'd be like, hey, I got the opportunity of having Conor McGregor in your room, and he just comes up and gives a pump-up speech about himself.
What would he say?
What's his...
Proper 12.
Yeah, we've been here, boys, and we're drinking the proper 12.
It's like these kids are 18.
It's like, this kid's 12. We're going to play a Little League game. Like, he can't drink this. What's his other stout? My otter stout beer. He has a beer, too. Like, but this kid don't even have hair on his nuts.
Connor,
out. Get him out. Come out. Yep, you didn't make it. I am excited to see his Roadhouse movie, though, because it looks pretty good.
Jake Gyllenhaal looks sauced up.
Yeah, they're all, I mean...
Yeah.
That's the whole gist of it. But anyways, that's our quick cast.
That's a fucking great episode. Hey, yeah. Thank you for listening. Make sure you follow us on X at the Bet Boys Pod. If you have some other great people that isn't Hitler, Harvey Weinstein, or Jerry Sandusky to not be in your locker room.
Genghis Khan.
Make sure you send those over to us. Follow us on the Bet Boys Pod. Also follow us on TikTok at Bet Boys Slots. Thank you for listening to the Bet Boys Pod.